This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. A lot to talk about on this Thursday. You're already well into the conversation on many levels at 877-8-MY-TAKE or posting comments at thetakeaway.org. We'll get to some of those comments this hour, but it's a changing of the guard over at the State Department after a tough, combative session between senators and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton over the security situation in Benghazi at the time of the 2012 attacks that killed the U.S. ambassador. It is incoming nominated candidate Senator John Kerry's turn to begin his confirmation hearings to become Secretary of State. John McCain was rough on Secretary Clinton yesterday, but gave every indication that his treatment of Senator Kerry at the confirmation hearings will be more collegial.
We will look forward to interrogating him at his hearing next week, mercilessly. We will bring back for the only time waterboarding to get the truth out of him.
Ha 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 ha. The old boys network there in the Senate definitely on display. Is the transition, though, from Clinton to Kerry a crossroads or continuity in foreign policy? Joining us is Kim Gattis, a BBC State Department correspondent and author of the upcoming book, The Secretary, A Journey with Hillary Clinton from Beirut to the Heart of American Power. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think? Clinton is, large shoes to fill there for John Kerry, but John Kerry is very experienced, has his own sort of interests in the world. Is this continuity or something of a crossroads?
I think that on many levels it will be continuity because they do see the exercise of American leadership in more or less the same way. Obviously, John Kerry is going to serve in the Obama administration in a second term, so there will be continuity to some extent there as well. They are, of course, very different, John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, in terms of personality. I think that Hillary Clinton brought a lot of her own celebrity to her job to help her make contact not only with world leaders, but also with ordinary people around the world who want to know more about American foreign policy. She really brought foreign policy into mainstream discussion. John Kerry will perhaps not be as much of a fan as all the town halls that Clinton did when she was on the road to make that policy and that discussion available to people everywhere. That's one of the differences that I foresee, for example. He does tweet. We'll see whether he will choose to keep on the special advisor for innovation at the State Department. But keep in mind that Hillary Clinton has, of course, been very focused on how to maintain her legacy and the changes that she's brought to the State Department. So she's made some of those changes a little bit permanent in the way that the building actually functions. And she will be talking to John Kerry about those changes and how she would like to see them continue under his term. When it comes to the actual job of Secretary of State and the details of foreign policy, I think mostly we'll see more or less the same approach when it comes to the big picture. But Mr. Kerry will probably want to do more deal making in a way Hillary Clinton did the groundwork for that. And now John Kerry will want to try to make some deals, whether it's with Iran, perhaps, or in Syria. We'll have to see what he can bring to that.
Well, lack of charisma, we would say, is probably a safe bet here, and more interesting deal-making, the two takeaways there from Kim Gattis. But Kerry is particularly interested in the Pacific and issues in Asia. He's a big champion of the Law of the Sea Treaty, which has still not made it through the Senate. What's your sense of him leading this pivot to the Pacific for the administration?
You know, the word pivot is an interesting one, and I think that the secretary herself isn't a big fan of it, and a lot of American officials within inside Washington aren't a big fan of it because it suggests that you're turning your back to something else, and that something else is Europe. So American officials are often very careful themselves about using the word pivot, even though it has been used in abundance in the coverage of this administration's policy towards Asia. I think that just as Clinton in her tenure put a lot of focus on the fact that America was a Pacific power, I think that will continue under John Kerry as well, particularly as well because, as I mentioned, obviously he's serving President Obama, who is in a way the same man. He'll be focusing on a few different issues, perhaps like climate change, during his second term. But there is going to be some continuity. And as I said in my previous answer, a lot of what Secretary Clinton and President Obama did in those 4 years that have just passed was laying the groundwork for some of the bigger picture issues that they wanted to address or start addressing. There was a lot of damage that needed to be repaired in America's relations with countries around the world, and there wasn't much room for real deal making or for real building when it came to.
That may be this next chapter. The Hillary Clinton and Kerry then are two pieces of a continuity that really moves from damage repair, damage control to real accomplishment. Kim Gattis, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Kim Gattis is BBC State Department correspondent and author of the upcoming book, The Secretary, A Journey with Hillary Clinton from Beirut to the Heart of American Power.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.